从 frustration 到 needs， 让我们来探索如何从 parenting 学习沟通技巧。Hello， 欢迎来到 Executive Plus 主管与沟通力的 podcast。I'm Sherry， an educator, certified coach, and style enthusiast。我相信专业有效的沟通是语言跟逻辑的完美结合。
And I'm Nick, a startup consultant, corporate trainer, and late-night gaming junkie. I believe great communication requires the right mindset and solid frameworks.
我们希望带给大家职场英语的技能、跨文化沟通技巧与其他能帮助您成为出色领导者的工具。
Join us each week as we share our experience, research, and methodologies to take your communication and language skills from good to great.Hey everybody, welcome back to the Executive Plus podcast. Quite a few episodes ago, we talked about the merits of parenting advice and how it plays into communication in the workplace. Well, today we've come across another gem where this is actually parenting advice for dealing with teenagers, that lovely age where parents go, what have I made and how fast can I get it out of this house? But there's a really interesting communication technique that we think is quite applicable within the workplace of how to deal with someone who's venting their frustration without turning it into a defensive spiral.
I mean, let's be honest. When we're having bad days, sometimes we can act like teenagers or certain people can act like teenagers, right? 那我觉得今天这个 tip, 这个 parenting tip, 其实对我们平常在做沟通的时候我觉得非常实用。那这一位 therapist 呢，他也算是一个 parenting 的 expert。那他有一个16岁的女儿。So everyone knows 16-year-olds can be very difficult. And, you know, my daughter is getting there at some point soon. So this is like, I'm like, okay, I need this.
Save.
Exactly. So she said her daughter one day opened the fridge door and slammed the fridge door and just says, there's never any food around here.Obviously, her first thought is to say, first of all, you're so rude. How dare you? Second of all, 我刚花了多少的钱？现在美国的那个 grocery 非常的贵 right? Like she says she spent like $450 on groceries. And third of all, she says she could have listed it out everything that she could have eaten or found in the fridge. But she decided not to.
And anyone who has witnessed this scenario in their home or even the office places...Okay, this doesn't even have to be a person who is perpetually rude, right? We've talked about other episodes of deep and other things. But some days, people just didn't sleep well. They haven't gotten their coffee yet. And it comes out in ways. But if you just immediately, you know, the gut reaction is to get defensive, like, what do you mean that report wasn't helpful? Here are all the things that you asked for. Did you even read the report? Getting into that defensive mode. Of course, they're going to get into defensive mode. Yeah. And because now both of you are in bad moods, the conversation is not going to be effective. And so in the parenting tip, it's actually about reflecting back what you're hearing from them. Rather than get into the fight, rather than engage them, you just simply reflect back.So in the case of the therapist, when she was describing her normal thought process, but then she took a step back and from that, oh, there's never any food around here, replied with, I hear you need help figuring out what to eat for lunch.
Now, this expert said that behind every frustration, 那我觉得这个部分我们大家应该也很了解。我们 frustration 的后面通常都有一些fear, 一些恐惧或者是我们有一些需求并没有办法满足。那不管是可能是来自的家里的生活或者是哪边的 personal life, 或者是一些 combination。所以当我们在 meeting the criticism with defensiveness, it never works. It just gets into this cycle and no one's happy. No one can come out of this alive. So again, taking that frustration and directing that to the need,You're helping this person, you're helping someone to know how to react to the same situation in a more proactive and positive way.
And what you're getting away from is telling a person who's in a bad mood, stop being in a bad mood.
Yeah.
right? Try that with your significant other, your spouse, your kids, your parents. No one is ever going to react well. But what it is it's advocating that if there's something that you're in a bad mood or that you need help with, just voice it, right? I'm here to help. And so it's back to that idea. It's like, we can all tell, even with our close coworkers, that maybe someone's just having an off morning or having a rough day, and just offering that bit of help. And their reaction is always not going to be like great, but it's just kind of training them. That's just like, tell us what you need, right? Mm-hmm. If you just really need help with something, just say it. And if we can fix that and help you get over the mood, then great. Now everyone's happy.
Yeah, exactly. And I do have to point it out, though. 在这个时候，我觉得很多人最难的一个部分，也就是当对方是这样子跟你对话的时候，你很容易会很生气 ，right? I mean, I've been there when my daughter just, you know, roll her eyes or being a little rude or being a little bit teenager-ish, and I get annoyed. It's like, why would you do that to me? I'm your mom. I did everything for you, right? I get frustrated. 但是这个时候如果你能够先从这个 frustration, 先把它放在旁边, then you take her or take this person from frustration to needs, it also help you to process that. So it's really important for you to process emotion first and not get into that cycle.
And this is really quite applicable inside the workplace in that sometimes when people are in bad moods, they'll start critiquing work in a way that if you get defensive and you point out things, it's not going to go well in any capacity. Let's say someone's kind of in a bad mood and they're just like, you know, the information you gave me for the client is just not good enough. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really unacceptable. Of course, you could get into defensive and be like, everything that the client asked for is here. Look at this page. Look at this material. Look at this thing. Or it could just say, it's like, I hear you're really frustrated after your meeting and there's some things that we need to go through. Mm-hmm. And this is back to an idea that we've talked about quite a bit, which is, are you answering a question or are you answering a problem? The question may just be like, this material is not okay. Now, you could answer that. You could get into a fight of that. You could even potentially point out where they're wrong. Or you can figure out where they're feeling stuck and frustrated. Mm. Be like, I hear you're really frustrated in the process. Why don't you just walk me through what happened in the meeting? A lot of times you may find that what they are venting their frustration on wasn't actually the problem. Maybe they got bad advice from another person in that company, or maybe the client wasn't quite what they expected. And there's something else you need to overcome that. Or perhaps you didn't have the right material. But if you got defensive, you wouldn't get to finding the underlying problem. So when someone is venting frustration, it is a want, a need, a fear. So in the workplace, just turning around and be like, I hear you're really frustrated on how your last meeting went. You want to talk about it?
And also, last but not least, it's almost never really about you, right? Personalizing a lot of criticism, it really doesn't help because actually, it does. It's not about you. It's about them. So I think keep that in mind. It is a little bit difficult and challenging at times, but keep that in mind. It will definitely help you to move from frustration to needs.
We will link the therapist's advice inside of the show notes so you can check it out. And there really are some great parenting techniques that are completely applicable as communication techniques inside the office. So take a quick scroll through, see if you find anything else interesting. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
The Executive Plus podcast is a Presentality Group production, produced and hosted by Sherry Fang and Nick Howard. You can search us on Facebook, 主管英文 Executive Plus. You can also find us on Instagram, Communication R&D, and email us at sherry@epstyleplus.com.